This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. China has confirmed that sodium cyanide, a toxic chemical, was stored in a warehouse devastated by massive explosions in the port city of Tianjin. Chinese officials said today the death toll has risen to 112 there, at least 21 firefighters among the dead. Chinese authorities ordered an immediate mandatory evacuation Saturday near the site of the fire and explosions that devastated an industrial neighborhood. Investigators still do not know what caused the initial fire or explosions. Fighters backing the exiled Yemeni government have seized the southern province of Shabwa from Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. Saudi Arabia, which has been leading Arab coalition airstrikes against the Houthis, has been pouring heavy weapons into southern Yemen to help pro-government fighters. Anti-rebel forces have made some recent gains against the Houthis, including taking back the major port city of Aden, the entry point for desperately needed humanitarian aid. But the Houthis are still in charge of the capital Sana'a and control or have a heavy military presence in much of the north. Authorities are saying at least 40 migrants died attempting to cross the Mediterranean Sea to Europe. Italian Navy believes they may have died after inhaling exhaust fumes while crammed inside their boat. Navy crews were able to rescue just over 300 others off the coast of Libya as migrants continue to risk their lives on boats often overcrowded and sometimes not seaworthy. Europe has been flooded by tens of thousands of desperate migrants from the Middle East and from North Africa. This is VOA News. With a month left before the deadline for U.S. lawmakers to vote on the international deal limiting Iran's nuclear program, President Obama appears to have lost his only chance to get any Republican support for the agreement. Republican Senator Jeff Flake said Saturday that while he supported the negotiation process with Iran, he will vote against the deal. Meantime, meeting a deadline, Iran has given the United Nations agency documents linked to a probe of allegations that Tehran tried to develop atomic weapons. German lawmakers expected to vote on Wednesday on whether to approve a third bailout for Greece. Both Greek lawmakers and Eurozone finance ministers now have backed that deal. Dutch finance minister and Eurogroup head Joran Dijsselbloem applauded that agreement.
It's comprehensive. It's an ambitious reform package. It addresses the main challenges, both on reaching sound public finances to return to growth, but also structural policy frameworks to enhance competitiveness, and finally, it safeguards financial stability. It deals with the issues in the banks.
Even Greek Finance Minister Euclid Sakalokos offered an upbeat reaction to the bailout, although the deal requires Athens to enact some difficult reforms.
This deal, we have never hidden the fact, has many opportunities. It has an opportunity for Greek people to reform their public sector, to address the issues of corruption, to address the issues of tax evasion, and a number of very important structural reforms.
Some analysts doubt whether the measures, which include raising taxes, cutting spending, and privatizing state assets, will lead to growth and allow Greece to pay back its debts. This week, Greece will have a multi-$1 million payment due to the European Central Bank. New York Times newspaper reporting one of the United States' oldest and largest telecommunications companies, AT&T, gave assistance to the National Security Agency's program to spy on domestic internet and telephone traffic. Newspaper Saturday cited newly disclosed NSA documents leaked by fugitive former NSA contractor Edward Snowden. Documents show the super-secret NSA spied on the telephone calls and emails of U.S. citizens and foreigners with no court orders. That outraged a lot of people, millions, as a violation of their right to privacy. And Democrats and Republicans, candidates seeking to be the 2016 U.S. presidential nominee of their political parties, descended on Iowa, the state fair there on Saturday, hoping to impress the thousands of fair goers. Get more at VOAnews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Voice of America.
One. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.
As you blame yourself, you can't be blamed for the way that you feel. Had no example of a love that was even remotely real. How can you understand something that you never had? Oh baby, if you let me, I can help you out with all of that.
Listening to the sounds of Neo and a song called Let Me Love You. My name's Larry London, playing your favorite hits, VOA 1 and Lean On. Major Lazer and DJ Snake, they're on the Now 55 CD that we are giving away on Border Crossings at 1500 Universal.
Here we go, not long ago.
Fire gun, we
Everywhere I go, everywhere I go. Yeah, hey, I wanna put this
on the one.
Derulo, Cheyenne. That's from his brand new album, Everything Is Four. And just before Jason Derulo, it was Zendaya. And she's been linked romantically to Zayn Malik of One Direction recently. She denies the report that she is dating him or that he's dating her. She doesn't deny the fact that she's got a brand new line of shoes, which are available and for sale. And those shoes are called Daya. When asked why she named the shoe line Daya, she said, because that was my childhood nickname. I'm Larry London on VOA 1, and the Black Eyed Peas got a feeling. I got a feeling. We're going to share it with you.
I got a feeling that tonight's going to be a good night. That tonight's going to be. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
losing friends and I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep, say I'm in too deep. It's been 2 years, I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. I still believe, yeah, I still believe. And all those things I didn't say, wrecking balls inside my brain. I would scream, I'm loud tonight. Can you hear my voice? This time, this is my fight.
Oh,
Strikes Again on VOA 1. Before that, Rachel Platten's fight song. And we heard from Fifth Harmony with a song written by Meghan Trainor called Sledgehammer. I will be interviewing Fifth Harmony very soon for Border Crossing, so tune in at 1500 Universal to hear Fifth Harmony. Join us on Border Crossings. Coming up next, Maroon 5 with Animals on VOA 1.
Baby, I'm praying on you tonight. Hunt you down, eat you alive. Just like animals, animals, like animals, bulls. Maybe you think that you can hide. I can smell yourself for miles. Just like animals, animals, like animals, bulls. Baby, I'm so what you try to do to me? It's like we can't stop, we're enemies. And when we get along, and I'm inside you. You're like a drug that's killing me.
Thank you. comes the shame.
Chandelier off the album 1,000 Forms of Fear. I'm Larry London. Coming up, Sam Smith. Sam posted a poem online which was derogatory and had a few anti-gay comments sprinkled throughout the poem. Sam wrote that he didn't mind. It didn't offend him. He went on to say that he wanted to show how homophobia is still present in our society. Here's Sam Smith's latest, Like I Can.
Be a sinner, arch gentleman. He could be a preacher when your soul is down. He could be a lawyer on a witness stand. But I'll never love you like I can. He could be a stranger. You gave a second glance. It could be a trophy of a one-night stand. It could have your humor, but I don't understand. 'Cause I'll never love you like I can. A chance encounter of circumstance. Maybe he's a mantra. Get your mind in trance. It could be the silence in this mayhem. But then again, I'll never love you like I can.
Please don't stop the music.
Santana, Don't Stop the Music. VOA 1, Robin Thicke and Pharrell coming up with Blurred Lines, a song that was supposed to cost them $7.1 million, but a judge lowered that by $2 million to $5.1 million in the plagiarism lawsuit filed by Marvin Gaye's family, claiming that Blurred Lines stole from Got to Give It Up, the classic Marvin Gaye hit. But the judge has also declined a request for a retrial by Marvin Gaye's estate. So that's the final decision there, $5.1 million. We'll hear that song after Matchbox 20 Bent on VOA 1, The Hits.
If I fall a long way, pick me up and dust me off. If I get too tired to make it, be my breath so I can walk. If I need some other love, then give me more than I can stand. When my smile gets old and faded, wait around, I'll smile again. Shouldn't be so complicated. Just hold me in there. I'm so scared that I'll never get put back together.
looking glass.
Everybody get up.
Not many women can refute it, pimpin'. I'm a nice guy, but don't get it.